Danny Dilberto is the founder of Ladles of Love. Danny, lovely to have you on the radio this Christmas morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Morning. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for having me.
It is surprising that I'm able to talk to you because you are going to be feeding how many people for Christmas lunch today?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm expecting between 350 and 400 people that we're going to serve a Christmas lunch today.
And of course, these are homeless people who no doubt have come to enjoy and expect almost the Christmas treat from you. What are you serving them, Danny?
Today we're going to do a chicken quarter, which we've roasted in the oven. We're going to serve a beetroot salad, and we're also going to do a veg biryani mix. And then we're going to serve a little something sweet and something to drink as well. So that will be what they'll get spoiled today.
They certainly will. Doing that wonderful spread for two people is delightful. Doing it for 350, 400 people takes some level of ingenuity. Tell us about the process you have to undergo to obviously prepare this amount of food.
Well, look, I've been in the restaurant business for many years, so it's not difficult. We've got a kitchen that can facilitate this type of cooking. I've got a whole bunch of volunteers that are here today that are now joining in, and I give them tasks to do to help with the preparation of the food. So we've the chicken we had roasted, which was actually, we had too much chicken on our first Christmas lunch on the 8th of December. So we kept those pieces in the freezer, and today we just have to warm them up. The veg biryani, we're just going to cook up in a huge pot. And the beetroot salad, well, that's simple because that came out of a donation of jars of beetroot that was given to us. So we've just grated it, and we're going to add some cucumber to it and just make it nice. So it's really quite simple when you've got a lot of volunteers with you. It's really easy to prepare.
I can imagine. All of this obviously costs money, and we should note that Rhodes Food is supporting you in realizing, of course, this Christmas lunch.
Yes, they've helped us with all the juice today. The chicken was also donated to us. We had about 400 kilos of chicken donated to us, which was amazing. I mean, that was a huge help. So without that type of help, it really does make it difficult. So this has just made it that much easier. We've also had a whole lot of bread donated to us. So with all that type of help with corporate sponsorship, it just makes things that much easier.
Danny, this is not something you do only around Christmas. You alluded to a lunch you served on the 8th of December, which was also a Christmas lunch. But you do this throughout the year, don't you?
That's correct. Over the Christmas time, a lot of the organizations close down for the Christmas holidays. And, you know, I have a saying that hunger doesn't take leave, unfortunately. So we still need to keep the guys fed, and because, I mean, the festive time can become a lonely time, you know, with everyone away and everyone on holiday. So we try and, you know, we keep our kitchen going throughout the year, and especially Christmas time. And I'm quite passionate about giving the guys a good meal, nutritious, tasty, a meal that I'm prepared to eat. So I'm really quite passionate about that. And the gratitude has been awesome. I mean, the thank yous and the guys raving about the food has been wonderful. So, yeah, it just happens throughout the year. And with our kitchen, it's not a problem to do. And all the volunteers that help us, it also just makes it that much easier.
And I imagine, I suppose, essential in that team of volunteers is your family, because many people would wonder, wait a minute, if you are cooking all that food and facilitating a process of feeding nearly 400 homeless people in Cape Town, when is your family going to be spending time with you?
Well, I should be finished by about 2 o'clock today, so then I'll go and spend some time with my family. So it's all good. And sometimes the family spends time with me in the kitchen, so it's all good. They're all very proud of what I do, so it's not a problem. And I'm passionate about doing it. I'm passionate about feeding people. I think it's something that I've just grown up doing. I've been in the restaurant business all my life, so feeding people is something I understand and enjoy doing. So it's not a problem. I'll spend the afternoon with them, so it's all good.
Which is absolutely amazing. You're also serving the lunch, of course, as part of the collaboration with the Hope Exchange and their hashtag Feed 5000 campaign. Tell us about that.
So The Feed 5000 campaign was started by the Hope Exchange, and I think I joined them about 2 years ago when I connected with the Hope Exchange, and they were looking for people to help with the preparation of the food, etc. I was still in the restaurant at the time, and Ladles of Love's kitchen was running through the restaurant that I was working at. So we decided at that time that we would take on three of their seven kitchens, plus the extra one that we do on Saturday. So we were going to look after four of their lunches every week. And so we did that. And then finally this year, we actually signed a lease with the Hope Exchange, and we've taken over their kitchen. So part of the agreement was that we would look after their #Feed 5000 campaign, which we happily doing. So we work in collaboration with them. They help us raise the money and find the ingredients. And yeah, it's been an awesome collaboration this year, I must say. It's the first time we're doing the full collaboration with them, and it's been really great. We're serving on average over 300 meals a day, just on the lunches. So it's been awesome. It's been really great.
We wish you much success, Danny, and have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you very much. Danny Dilberto, founder of Ladles of Love, feeding anything between 300 and 400 homeless people in Cape Town today.